All right, Coach, pretty special day. This guy's been pretty special. You talked about for 3 years. You got him for one more year. You wish you had him for three or four more years, but Jack's been pretty good over the last couple of years, hasn't he?
He's just not only a good golfer, he's a great kid. And I enjoyed him the 2 years I had him in junior high, football and basketball. And he's just an all-around good kid that will work his butt off for you.
Yeah, he's played so many years of golf to get to where he is right now, and his probably his best golf is still to come, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it was funny when Coach Wright was still here and Jack was still an eighth grader, he was putting up scores in the junior circuit that me and Coach Wright kind of laughed and said, we can't wait, because he would have been our third and fourth golfer as a junior golfer. So yeah, we were biting at the bit, and it's his time.
I know you're biting at the bit this spring. When you got 70-degree temperatures out like this in February, I'm sure you I can't wait till they get the practice season going.
Yeah, we're ready for it. We're looking for a good year. We're returning four of our state qualifiers last year, and Grady coming in. He's going to match right with us. So we're looking for another run, and Jack has a possibility of doing something that we've looked back in Culbertson's records, Trenton's records, and Hitchcock County's, and we've never had a four-time qualifier for state, and we've only had four other three-time qualifiers, and Jack and Braden Melcher are two of them. So we're expecting big things, and I'd love to see that record broke.
That would be kind of cool. As far as low round, does he have the record for, like, I don't know, do you keep a record for lowest round by a high school kid?
Yeah, and that I didn't bring, none of it, wasn't really prepared, but he does have our lowest record. He has one of our lowest averages throughout the time, and the big one we're watching is the qualifying, because, like I said, him and Braden are in an elite group of six golfers out of all the schools that have come together, and if them two could end up making it four in a row, we've never had that. So very special group, and like I say, Jack has worked relentlessly to get to the spot, and well deserved.
Yeah, you always love the individual honors, but I'm sure this young man, he wants the team honors. It's let's try to go out and try to win a team championship this year.
Yeah, he would, you know, and the kids were a little disappointed last year, but we went into the state tournament ranked 13th, and we come out with a fifth finish, and I said, boys, that's a pretty good finish. We moved up a lot of spots, and nobody actually thought we would qualify a whole team, because we had to replace so many kids from the year before. And we got our whole team there and ended up fifth. I was ecstatic.
All right. Can't come soon enough, but they're going through winter sports right now. We'll get through that, and the time comes. Some of your guys already out playing golf when they can, aren't they?
Yep. They're out, and we do have a simulator, and I know they're hitting the simulators by themselves, and, of course, there can't be no coaches, but they know enough about the game that they're helping each other, and life will be good. Yeah, I can't wait.